Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Shirley Canniff here, WSBIRO, and I see we only have a half an hour left. We are broadcasting from the New England area, and we originally, for some reason, we originally had the slot to air from 9:30 to 11:30, and I tried to change it because we had another pressing engagement that we had to go to. So I see my husband's here. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's good. And so, you know, I was informing the viewing audience that we have about a half an hour. It's only going to be a 30-minute show, although, you know, we forfeited about, like, an hour and a half of it already. But I think that we're going to jam-pack this into, you know, jam-pack this into 30 minutes and talk about what we were talking about on Faith Talk live prayer on Blog TV several nights ago on Tuesday. And for the viewing audience, that haven't watched or listened to Blog Radio here, we from time to time, we do Blog Talk Television on Blog TV, and we air it on Facebook and YouTube. And we're doing this in conjunction to and with fundraising. Now, it doesn't cost anything to do Blog Talk Radio. It's free. It's in the Internet, and hopefully it will stay that way. We are a 501c3, so we can fundraise. And we're not necessarily fundraising to stay on air like other, you know, like the radio stations that are the FCC overseas. But what we do is that we do other things like community organizing. And one of the things that we are doing, if you look on our widget page, which is on the blog page that supports WSBIRO, you'll see our friends, you'll see the listeners. All right. Well, on this page, you'll scroll down a little bit, and you'll see some that look like little pictures, and it has information inside of it. It's called a widget, a fundraising widget. So far, people have not contributed. I have actually one contributor. I'm sorry, I have to correct myself. Our friend from California, she's a Hollywood producer. She writes for the Messianic Times. And I think she was on the tail end of one of our broadcasts before. Her name is Karen Meisner, and we will have her on at some point regarding pro-life topics. But what we're doing, we're dovetailing fundraising endeavors with topics of interest that relate to outreach activities that we are doing in the context of our ministry, as well as, issues that arise from time to time with, you know, that are concerns regarding the body of Christ and how they were to respond to the issues of today, okay, and how we should respond, but respond in love. And this is what this is all about. We're going to talk more about what we talked about on Blog Talk TV, Faith Talk by Friends, Blog TV, and the subject is Pandora's Box, okay, in relation to the prophetic. And it's 11:06 right now, so I'm looking at the time because we want to get this in. It's very important to stay on the momentum, you know, to stay on the continuum and things like that. So I just wanted to ask the Holy Spirit to just come and bless us and continue to guide us and to be there with us and for us and to speak the words to us. Amen. Jeff, is there anything you want to pray?
Lord, I just ask you to open the ears of your people and open the eyes that they may see and they may hear and that they may perceive what you want to speak to their hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So I want to just get back to the widgets for a second. So we do work with Serve New England, and we are going to We're actually negotiating with the folks that serve New England to get together a coffee house venue that would tie in all the New England churches and ministries that our clients serve, but also have a ministry that extends to as far as Maine and New York, okay, and Connecticut and everything in between. And so, Serve New England and Avon is the center where everybody from all over New England comes and gets food that comes in from different states. The other thing is that there's a volunteer bank, a wealth of resource, where people are serving in different capacities. And so I have actually the luxury of being able to be asked by the executive director, who I've known for a long time, and work with in the area of community outreach. And I'm a grant writer, and she didn't know that. I don't tell too many people. And so we're going to talk about raising funds through grant writing and also through fundraising. And one of my fundraising creations that I totally reestablished was the widget. And so I'm supposed to meet with them next week. So we're not only doing fundraising through the conventional means, but we're using creativity as part of that. Anybody who has a new idea, come forward. We'd love to have you on board the fundraising train. The other thing is that we did establish a Joshua Connection, as you heard. We had some broadcasts on the last couple of radio broadcasts to talk about how the Lord is moving in special needs people and how he's moving through signs and wonders through the children, okay? So, we talk about the significance of teaching prayer and encouraging, soaking prayer, because even though through our physical eyes we think that they're not taking anything, they're taking in more than what we think, what we can ever hope or dream of. They may be in the glory, when everybody's singing, they may be in the presence of angels. So there was a video that was on YouTube that someone sent me to my station on YouTube, on WSTK-TV, and it was a testimony about how this person who was on a feeding tube, she was a young person at the time, and she was like a youngster, and now she's a teenager. But they were thinking about, look, she's got pneumonia, and, let's cut off the feeding tube. And everybody was okay with that. And next thing you know, the hospital was visited by an angel, and everybody saw the angel. And this angel was so glorious. And they were able to take video footage of this. And the medical doctor, who is now a chaplain, gave witness to this on Fox TV. Channel 25 last Christmas. So it was really nice to see that. It confirms what the Lord's been showing us. What do you say about that, Jeff?
That's an awesome thing. Hello?
It is an awesome thing. It's so awesome. But that's not what the subject of this Blog Talk Radio program is about. We have about, 17 minutes. In about 17 minutes, let's just reiterate what we talked about on blog TV. And we haven't uploaded that yet, but we are in the process of editing. We have to get a few kinks out of this. And it's about an hour broadcast, but it has plenty of worship in there, so you won't get bored. And but within the next 24 hours, we are going to upload from Facebook Live Prayer, Blog TV, the subject being Pandora's Box. So, Jeff, can you kind of know about what Pandora's Box is all about and how the Lord's been teaching us how we need to really warn the body of Christ about the Pandora box that's been opened and how we can, you know, do prayer and intercession.
Shirley, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, hon. Yeah.
Okay.
So you wanted to inform the viewing audience what Pandora's box is, because the Lord spoke to me and said Pandora's box has been opened, and shortly thereafter the swine flu hit. Now we've been getting some, you know, prophecies from well-meaning leaders who, you know, feel that they need to, you know, give the warning to the body of Christ. But because I feel this is just my own opinion, and I believe it's fact. You know, you can prove it scientifically. Men give prophetic words or warnings a little bit different than women would. So, Jeff, can you explain about the Pandora box? Because I had asked my husband, Jeff, what is a Pandora box? I knew about the story, the myth, but I didn't understand the significance or the symbol of this in the spirit.
It was mankind's attempt to explain why evil exists in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning of the world, according to Greek, I believe it's Greek mythology. I'm not sure, it could be Roman. But according to the story, there was this box that contained all the evil things in the world: famine, hunger, pestilence, and all those other things. And this box was lovely on the outside, but contained all these things, sealed them off from humankind, protected humankind from them, but this box was very attractive. And no one was supposed to open it, and it was sealed shut, so these things would stay inside of it. But Pandora's curiosity got the better of her, and she opened the box, and she didn't realize what she did until after the effect, that people started aging and not living long. People started to experience famine and hunger and disease and all these things. And but there was one last thing that came out of the box after all these ugly disease things and famine and war and all these things came out of the box. There was hope. Hope was the last thing to leave the box, and she was like a little twinkle of a star. And it goes to say that all the cultures of the ancient world were interconnected and at one point in our human history, and they tried to explain why human evil and suffering happened. And that's why the story of Pandora's box. And to relate this to Christianity, I was making some notes. The promise of a Savior goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where God the Father spoke to Adam and Eve and told Adam he was going to have to work the ground, and the ground wasn't going to be cooperative.
Hello? Jeff? Jeff, hello? Hey, Jeff, I think I lost you.
Hello?
Hi, yes. Okay.
System dialed me back.
Okay. So continue. You were at the other part of the story. You're at the Garden of Eden. Yeah.
The promise of the Savior was spoken to Eve that the seed of the woman would crush his heel, referring to the enemy, and the promise of Savior was handed down for generations and generations, and every generation was expecting it to happen in their time.
Right.
But each progressive generation gave more revelation to it, and that was fulfilled when Jesus Christ came to earth, when God took on a human body, and his divinity and his humanity didn't compromise each other. And I put a little note here, I was making some notes. The cross of Jesus Christ stands between his justice as mercy and grace even now. So with all these naysayer prophetic words coming out, it doesn't, those things do not negate the mercy and grace of God. We can, through prayer and fasting, seriously, possibly eliminate some of these things.
You're right. Yeah.
And I really believe that deep in my heart, but it takes people, you know, willing to listen to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's some things that we might be severely judged on, but I'm pleading for the mercy of God. We weren't, as a church community, we weren't given an example in Faustina. And she was the biggest example of her life was spent praying for mercy on the world. And the world of her day was World War II. In the
right.
midst of World War II.
Yeah.
And this was right before the rise of Nazism and stuff like that, before the Nazis came to power in Germany. It was only, she died a couple of years before that happened.
Mm-hmm. So we have I'm sorry. You can continue. I'm sorry.
No, I'm pausing, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have about 10 minutes left in this broadcast, Jeff. And so what I wanted to ask, or maybe let me just reiterate what you just said. So the Garden of Eden, you know, suffice to say, is a typology of the Pandora box is a typology of what happened in the Garden of Eden, because the serpent came and enticed Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? So that's how evil came to the world, correct?
Correct.
Right. So you know, in Greek mythology, I think it was Greek mythology, with Pandora's box, that was just the Greek's way. Maybe the atheistic way to describe why evil came into the world. So, but the Lord, because He created everybody, you know, and He created people to even create these myths, okay, to explain things that that explain the spiritual to some degree. So when he told me that Pandora's box was open, it was like, all right, I had to ask him how, and I have 8 minutes left. And he was showing me the voices of the prophets, the voices of the prophets of today. Many within the last seven, well, probably within the last 15 years, you know, the first seven was focused more on the Father's love. And then all of a sudden, probably within the last 7 years, people started prophesying negative. You know, once they, received Jesus as Lord and Savior and then worshiped Him, Spirit and Truth, and you know, their ears were, you know, open, they began to, I noticed, okay, over time, they began to walk out of that love and into, like, harsh judgment, contrary to the Father's love. Now, the Father's love is enough to let us know what the enemy's up to. But I believe, because God is love, absolute love, He doesn't love like human beings can, and they're limited love. But we, as human beings, have a limited love. That's why we need a God of love. We need the Father's love. The prophesy, the doom and gloom, because they don't get the clear picture. They don't get the they don't bother asking for the prognosis, you know, like, Lord, what's your prognosis? All right, the enemy isn't doing this or wants to do this, started doing something like this. But, you know, I really believe that people can become very careless. Even the, you know, the leaders that have a wonderful reputation for being very active in the prophecies. It's like what you do with the prophecies, you know. The prophetic drives you to the reality, and it's either you're going to have kingdom reality coming to the earth, or you're going to have, you know, the demonic reality. And the Lord has shown me we have a little box in our voices called a voice box or a larynx, okay? And I believe this is the typology of Pandora's box, because out of this box, out of this voice, before it comes to the tongue, it connects to our brain, we can make a choice to utter words of evil or words of good. And if they're inspired by the Holy Spirit, they're going to be words that bring the kingdom of God to the earth. And James 3 says, and we have 6 minutes left, it talks about the taming of the tongue. We really got to be wise in this. Okay, it says, this is James 3, verse 3 through 6. When we put this into the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal or take ship as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark and what that does. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. So, you know, it says further, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. And it says, my brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. So we have to be very consistent in, you know, what the Father is saying from heaven in this time of building up. The enemy wants to tear down and destroy, okay, and the Lord wants to build up and exalt, and he wants to save, he wants to deliver, and he wants to set free, okay? And if the fruits of our lips are not following in suit, in lieu of that, okay, then we're just kind of staring, we're kind of way off course. And I just wanted to ask the Lord to just touch the hearts of the minds and mouths of all, you know, the listeners here, especially my friends on Facebook. You know, I love them, you know, because you love them. You first love them, Lord. And also, our friends on YouTube, but that they would just really, really think and pray, you know, for the right words to say, and pray, ask to pray in wisdom and ask for wisdom and pray in love and ask for the love of the Father. I just thank you, Lord. Jeff, is there anything you want to say? We have about 3 minutes remaining. Jeff?
All I know is that Jesus is love, and anything short of love needs to be worked on.
Yeah. And I think that's what salvation is all about. I think that's what our intimate walk is all about. We need to recognize within ourselves that we don't love like Jesus loves, and we need to. Okay, and we need to, because we need to be good examples. We need to bring people to love, to the love of Father, to love
the
Father.
I think the real thing is whether you feel it in your emotions or not,
mm-hmm.
are you close to God?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I can't really explain to people how through this trial of health
mm-hmm.
that I've been in, how close I've experienced the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than an emotional feeling. It moves from that into a knowing that you know that you know that
mm-hmm.
God is there, and he's not just out there away from me, but he's in me, wants to move through me, and he wants to express his nature, not my nature. All things are possible. God will do what you allow him to do, but he wants to be the Lord of every aspect of our heart, mind, soul, body, even if it's troubled with disorder, physical disease, or physical problems. He wants to be Lord of it all. So,
amen.
In
we,
a word,
have 1 minute. Yeah. We have 1 minute left, honey. We have 1 minute left.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 1 minute, yeah. And so I just wanted, you know, I want to reiterate that. Yes, he wants to be Lord of every aspect of our lives, especially the words of the mouth. The Lord created the world, you know, the Word, you know, created, you know, the Word, He spoke the word, and everything came into creation and being. And we have that right. You know, we have that gift in, and we need to use it. This is a petition to everybody. Use it responsibly and use it in love. We're going to sign off in a couple of seconds. We have about 1 minute remaining. And, Jeff, is there anything you might want to say before we sign off? We've got 58 seconds.
Bring all things to the cross of Jesus Christ and see what he does to you.
Amen. And we love you, everyone. And
good night.
Stay tuned for Talk Live Prayer Blog TV. Catch us on Tuesday evening. And you'll have them on Facebook and YouTube. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Remember, check in with us, request friendship, be our friend, and catch us on Twitter. God bless you. Amen.